Hey friends, welcome to the St. Mark City podcast. We pray that you are blessed and challenged as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Praise God. Look, that was so encouraging, wasn't it? Was anyone encouraged by that? I love when people are expressing their hearts, and I love when they're expressing their heart for the house, and I love when they're expressing their desire to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because that's what a follower of Christ is meant to be all about. Amen. And I love the nature of our church, and I love that we're a church with people from varying social strata, from various nations that are now the new Irish and making Ireland a home and making this church their home. And I love that there's that love in the room for each other. Wherever you're from, it's our desire that you feel and sense that you belong. And we pray if you're seeking out a church, we pray that the Lord leads you to the right church that you're meant to be in. And if it's St. Mark's, well, welcome and bless you. And we look forward to getting shoulder to shoulder in the things of God, working away for him in Jesus' name. We're a church on the move, and that is our sermon series for this vision month of September. And last week, Pastor Des kicked us off on the whole topic of leadership and lead. And praise God, we bless the Lord for Pastor Des. This week, even though his picture is up there, this week the topic is serve, as you could tell from the interviews there. The whole welcome to serve. And specifically, I want to give the main reason why it's important for us to serve. Because I believe that through serving and in serving, we get to grow as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a key reason for serving. We are not here scrounging for free labor. Can I just make that clear? We're not here to use you or abuse you. And if that's been your experience in church, or if that's been your experience through the years, can I just say from the heart of the Lord, most importantly, in the heart of this leadership, that we want, by God's grace, to draw out the potential that's in you to bring glory to God through your life. But we never, ever want you to feel that you're being used and abused. In fact, we had a great night in our home there with the worship community on Thursday evening. And we were even saying, and it was said, look, we don't want you to be overstretched. You know, if you're part of one ministry, we're delighted with that. If you choose to be part of two, three ministries, as Lucy expressed here, that's her choice. That's not us putting that on her. And so, you know, we pray, and we would actually wrestle over this, that it would never be a testimony or a witness from this house that people felt exhausted or used or abused, because that's not our heart. Our heart is that you grow in favor of the Lord, and that you enjoy the joy of the Lord, and that you're blessed to be in the house of the Lord. And if it means then that you have to cut back to one ministry, praise the Lord. Just do one ministry and serve in that. If it means you're doing none at the moment, and the Lord wants you to move you to one, just be open to the way that the Holy Spirit would lead you. You see, it's not St. Mark's that are looking for free labor today. It's Jesus who's looking for faithful servants. And it's a massive difference. There's a massive difference in that understanding. And you know, it says that the Lord loves a cheerful giver, because no one who's grumbly or no one who's got a face like a prison warden has ever inspired anybody. And so we love people who love to be in the house of God and love to serve. And we love doing life with them. And we love being around them. They are inspirational. Serving any king is a privilege, but serving the King of Kings is the greatest honor of all time. And we will have that honor for all of eternity. God, as I said, is not out to use or burn or abuse people. He is out to raise us up to become more like Christ every day. And the church happens to offer a unique platform for people to be able to serve him and grow in their potential. I believe that in serving, the Lord wants us to grow in him, the Lord wants us to grow like him, and the Lord wants us to grow for him. Amen. I believe that the Lord wants all of his children to grow. One of the great blessings of getting older and being parents that are growing older is that you watch your children grow. You watch their skill set grow. You watch them growing in regard to their limbs and their physicality. You watch them growing in their spirituality. You watch them growing in their mental awareness and in their capacity to learn. And you're delighted to see your children grow. Can you imagine the delight that the father has when he sees his children grow? One of the greatest things that is stunting the growth of Christians these days is that a lot of times our heads are not in his presence, our heads are not in the good book, and our heads are not in the community of saints. Our heads are in social media. And it's completely stunting growth. People are living lives through other people's lives on social media, and so they're not getting to have the adventure of their own lifetime. And it's such a sad thing to say. When I serve, it's because I want God's kingdom and God's church to grow. I serve because I want to grow, and I serve because I want you to grow. I serve because I want you to grow. Jesus served because he wanted the people of his day to grow and to grow in the knowledge of him. When I serve God's desire for growth and God's desire for harvest. When I
praise the Lord. We are back. I grow every time something happens to Mike. I serve, and it adds to my growth and to my maturity. When I serve, I'm saying, Lord, I want your kingdom and your gospel to advance and to grow in Dublin, in Ireland, in St. Mark's Church, through the St. Mark's family of churches, through my life. When I serve, I'm saying, Lord, I'm ready to go and I'm ready to grow. That's all that I'm saying every time that I put my hand to the plow. You see, when I serve Jesus, I'm also serving his bride, the church. And in a way, God uses us to make his bride more beautiful. And the Lord's coming back for a beautiful bride. Amen? And again, to be part of that is such a privilege. When I serve God, that's saying, Lord, I'm turning my back on dead works. And I'm giving myself to work that will have a lasting, eternal significance and impact. Let's turn in our Bibles to the scripture for today, and it's Colossians chapter 1. It's only two verses, and then we're going to have the setup for sign-up. So we're here in a city of Colossae to the Greeks among us. It's in modern-day Turkey. Interestingly, it was written by St. Paul when he was in Roman custody. He was in Roman custody and having a great time. But he was in Roman custody, and it was about AD 63. And what's significant about this is that this city was very, very small. It would have been considered insignificant. An insignificant city. It used to be a masterful city of prowess and growth. And it was famous for its dyeing clothes. And many people would have gone to this city. And now, in Paul's day, it's in decline. And I think that might say a lot about someone that's even sitting here today. I can't serve because I'm insignificant. Lie of the enemy. I can't serve because I'm a person in decline. When I started out in my Christianity, I was on fire for the Lord. But now, there's not even a little flicker of light. Again, that's just the enemy having a go at you. Because the Lord wants to bring us alive. He wants to take us from strength to strength. And he wants to use even those who consider themselves insignificant. And here we see Paul pouring himself out in this letter and in his heart towards this city of Colossae, the Christians that are there, and marveling in the fact that the Lord is still reaching out and wants to reach out to the Gentiles, you and I, that he has taken the good news out, not just from the realm of Israel, the Jews, but to the Gentiles. And he's so excited about the growth of God's kingdom and how it is continuing to spread. And so we find ourselves at our scripture in Colossians chapter 1. We proclaim him, Christ Jesus, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end, for this purpose, I labor, I strenuously contend, struggling with all his energy, which works so powerfully within me, which so powerfully works in me. Lord, we want to thank you for your word. Can you take a moment just to look at that and to take that in? before we kind of go, next slide, oh, he's making the point now, oh, he's doing, can you just take that in yourself? Take that in for yourself as someone who's a worker on behalf of the Lord. There might be people here today and you work behind the scenes. You're very vocal in your workplace about the Lord. You're actually a marketplace evangelist. Praise the Lord. We want to pray that you continue to grow in your ministry. Amen. There's some people who are just phenomenally skillful and gifted and pouring themselves out week by week, and they need to come to church to get respite and rested again. Bless the Lord. You keep going. You keep going for the Lord, and I pray that we continue to be a place that you can find rest on a Sunday and restoration for your soul. But what we're challenged by is the understanding that sometimes there's a lot of people who say they're followers of Christ, but they can't find a way to express service to the King, and all we're doing is offering you an opportunity today. We proclaim him. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ. We're working to perfect people in Christ, and to this end, for this purpose, we labor. This is what we're called to in Jesus' name. So, three quick points, and then it's Sign Up Sunday. Praise the Lord. Growth, growth, growth. The Lord wants you and I to grow. Amen? We're going to work on this together. The Lord wants you and I to
grow.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to grow. And praise the Lord, the first point is the Lord wants us to grow tired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to grow tired. I love this. I love this point. You see, the Lord loves to give a restful sleep to people who've wearied themselves on his behalf. Now, again, there's a massive difference between being burnt out and used and abused, and a massive difference between doing a good day's work and having that kind of healthy tiredness. Oh, thank you, Lord. I feel fulfilled. You know when you get at the end of the day and you feel, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm wrecked. I'm wrecked, but I'm good wrecked. And I can't wait to go at this tomorrow. That's the sort of tiredness that God wants his people to have. Paul writes, to this end I labor, I strenuously contend. The word used for labor here in the Greek is kopieo. Kopieo is the word in Greek. And get this, this is what it means. It means to grow weary, to grow tired, to become exhausted, to labor with wearisome effort. Hallelujah! So Paul is saying this for your growth, for your well-being, so that you can be presented perfect to Christ. I want to grow tired. Oh, bless the Lord. I labor, he's saying, I put my back into it. I get stuck into this. I'm giving my all. I'm not holding out and back because I want you to be presented perfect before the Lord. Every single one of us knows that our favorite players on the Irish rugby team, on the Irish soccer team, are those that are wholehearted. Any people that we believe that aren't giving all of their heart, we're kind of like, are they really? Are they really for us? And here we see Paul, and he's expressing wholeheartedness. He is encouraging real service. What does real service look like, Sean? It's the sort of service that wearies you. Amen. Hallelujah. We move on. See, when I give myself fully, when I pour myself out, I'm serving like Paul. This sort of serving leads to personal growth because God can fill and can bless an empty vessel. Those who empty themselves, God can fill. Those that are full of themselves, bless yous. Philippians 2:17. But even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and I share my joy with you all. Paul did not say, as I pour myself out on behalf of your faith, I am browned off and I have to face like a prison warden. Not anywhere does he say that. He says, I have joy. I have joy. People here sorely needing joy. Can I say that a fast track to joy is service? It's so the opposite of the way the world thinks. This is the economy of God. This is the kingdom of God. If you're down and introspective, you need to serve and get out of yourself. And God will give you joy. And as you empty yourself, he fills you. And he keeps filling you. The more you can't out-empty yourself, God will keep filling, because that's the way he works. And he wants us to grow, and he wants us to grow tired. Hallelujah. I bet no one wrote that point down in their notes. Anyway, second point, grow up. The Lord wants us to grow up. You see, me serving you wholeheartedly helps me to grow up. And you serving me wholeheartedly, because we're in this together, helps you to grow up. Amen? God desires and needs all of his children to grow up. Amen. It's good to take a note of this, guys, that the true growing up and real strong growth only happens in the environment and the domain of challenge, resistance, and tension. Muscles grow, as you can see for myself, muscles grow because there's tension. You take a weight, and it's the tension, it's the weight, it's the resistance that causes your muscles to grow. Marriages become strong, not because every day we're tripping through the pansies. Woo! Because every day we've got challenges, and so our marriages get stronger. Amen. That's how we grow. Every day we go into class and the teacher opens up a book and tells us stuff we never knew before, and we're trying to grapple with it. I can't understand. Oh, now I understand. Because there was tension, because there was resistance, because there was stuff we didn't know, we push through and we grow. That's the way God has ordained it. The English Standard Version says, "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." We grow as we labor. We grow as we keep striving and struggling and pushing through and pressing on. No one ever grew or matured on Easy Street. We've all met people who were spoiled by their mas, amen? Have you ever met someone that was spoiled by their mother? Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Every time they trip, every time they fall, ma! Every time they have a difficulty, I'm getting on to me mother. And like, they're 52 and married, but they're still getting on to their mother. Ma! But praise the Lord, we don't need that, do we? We need to be kind of, the apron strings need to be cut. We need to get out there. We need to get amongst stuff, and we need to grow. God isn't looking for pampered brats. He's looking for faithful servants. And praise the Lord, that's what we're called to be, faithful servants. Sometimes churches, not this one, praise the Lord, and no one in here, but in some churches, there's a lot of pampered brats, and we know that because they just come to consume week in, week out, and to give off, to consume and give off. I've been called by God to consume and give off. Honestly, if you can point in the scripture where it says that that's a calling or that's a work of the Lord, I would love to know. But we see that God actually calls and woos and invites his children into the co-working with him so we can advance the kingdom of God. In our scripture today, serving is seen and is understood in the context of perfecting each other. Wow, what a noble task. In our scripture today, serving is seen and understood in the context of perfecting one another. We proclaim him, we preach, we teach, we do it with all wisdom, so that we might present everyone perfect in Christ. The Greek word used for perfect is the Greek word teleos, and it means mature, full-grown, complete, brought to its end, finished, wanting nothing necessary for completeness. And we get to have the pleasure of working with each other to perfect each other. You see, God puts us in a body of serving people so we can serve each other. And by serving each other and doing life together and loving each other, we help to perfect each other. Another way of is calling it iron sharpens iron. We're a house of six. We're now a house of five. John lives in North Dublin. We're a house of five. So there's myself and Susan, and there's Daniel, and there's Rebecca, and there's Rachel. It's always great when you remember your kids' names. And so there's the five of us, and we love each other to bits. We love each other to bits. And we genuinely try to be there for each other. We walk on each other's toes. We get on each other's nerves. There's times where we have little bits of aggro, and there's little bits of tension, and there's challenges, and people aren't doing this, and you're not doing that, and I taught you to do that, and you did this, and you took that. And we're mad about each other. Wouldn't it be great to have the same grace for each other in the house of the Lord? See, we're trying to grow, and we're trying to develop, and we're trying to become the people God wants us to be. And there's going to be challenges and a bit of tension and a bit of hustle and bustle and what have you. But praise God, we're all growing to perfect each other. Now, I need to say this very, very quickly for those who'd be waiting at the foot of this step at the end of the service. It's only Jesus shed blood on the cross that can take away our sins and present us perfect before the Lord. Serving each other is us seeking to perfect each other before each other. Amen? It's only the blood of Jesus and the finished work of the cross that presents us perfect before the Lord. It's serving, our earthly service, where we by help each other, perfect each other, human to human, brother to sister, sister to sister, brother to brother. Like this work and this service isn't going to get me kind of brownie points for heaven. Jesus has done the finished work on the cross. So being perfectly presented to God is because of Jesus on the cross. Presenting ourselves as perfect as we can be is among each other and helping each other to get more and more perfect in Jesus' name. So we spur one another on towards love and good deeds. We help each other. We rely on each other. We stretch one another. We challenge each other. But we love each other in Jesus' name. Can I say very, very briefly, and I really want to wrap this up. Immaturity is always connected with taking. Always. Immaturity is always connected to just constant consuming. Immaturity is always connected to selfishness. When our boys were the twins, and bless them, and they used to have their own language with each other, and it was hard to get their attention. And we're like, hi, we're your parents. And they're like, so, and they would just talk to each other all the time. And when they were small, it was feeding time. And I used to go around with, like, was it a wooden spoon or a stirring implement, and I'd be tapping things so that they'd follow me around, and then hopefully a little wonder their mouth would drop. And when their mouth would drop, Susan would put the spoon of food into their mouth. That was the way that we got them to feed. If I tried to do that now that they're 24, they would be embarrassed, because they've acquired the skills of being able to feed themselves. Now, do you know that it's so sad to say, again, not this church, but in some churches, there are people following the Lord 40, 50 years, and they still don't know how to feed themselves. And so that's why we're kind of thinking, this is so critical, this is so important, what we're doing today, because by serving, we learn to feed others and learn to feed ourselves. Serving leads to maturity. And our last point, and then it's sign-up time. This is the one we all... Sean, why didn't you make this the first point? Sean, you always make the tough point the first point. We grow tired. I wanted the we grow in power one. But see, brothers and sisters, the people who have a hunger for power and who want to grow in power sometimes are called Pentecostals. But you see, one of the sad things, even about Pentecostals, and I'm so delighted to be in a Pentecostal church and to pastor a Pentecostal church, one of the really challenging things is people who want power but don't want to serve. It was one of the most challenging things that I ever heard from a leader years ago, where he just stood up and he went, what do you want the power for? What do you want the power for? Well, I want it for my ministry. I want it to be seen. I want people to see the holy anointing upon me. It's an amazing amount of times when Jesus would send his apostles to little obscure places. Even after the transfiguration, they came down off the mountain and there was a demon-possessed boy. And Jesus wanted them getting stuck into this stuff where no one could see them, a private little place, a little demon-possessed boy, and the Lord wanted them going, but they wanted to stay in the mountain. Even Peter said, hey, it's really great that we're here. Jesus, you're transfigured. Let's build some booths. Let's build some places where we can stay here and have a Pentecostal experience all the time. And Jesus takes them down to where the need is. So God wants every single one of us to grow in power. And serving gives us special and specific access to God's power. When we serve, you see, we lean into God for help. When we serve, we get out of our comfort zone. When we serve, we realize that we're actually powerless and we can't actually change or help anybody. And so we lean into God for his power. And as we labor, his energy and strength comes powerfully within us. We labor in strength. We labor in the strength of God with his power that works so powerfully within me. You will never experience the experience of his power working powerfully within you unless you serve. Amen. It's like 1 + 2 = 3. That if we desire power, we go to where power is needed. And then God sees the little Christian seeking to go and to move and to do stuff. And he empowers them. And he gives them what is needed for the task. And he helps them. Let's not be a church that just wants power. But let's be a church that wants power that leads to the best serving this city has ever seen. Let's be a people who absolutely seek the power of God working through us, but always in the context of service. This word power is the Greek word dynamis, which means strength, power, ability, inherent power, power residing in us by virtue of the nature of God, power for performing miracles, moral power, excellence of soul, the power and influence which belong from one who is very rich, and there's no one richer than the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, brothers and sisters, he wants you to grow tired. This is going to be the best sign-up we've ever had. He wants you to grow tired with that sort of healthy, fulfilled sleep. He wants you to grow, praise the Lord, up, and he wants you and me to continue to grow in power. So praise the Lord. It's sign-up Sunday. And just to say that sign-up Sunday isn't a golden ticket to anything, just to be fair and to be honest. A lot of you will go to the various tables and you'll be finding out information about a certain ministry, and that's fantastic. And we have great people at all of our tables. But also, what you're doing is showing your intent and your interest today, because we wouldn't want to give the impression that you put your name down and next week you're serving, because that wouldn't be wise for any church or for any group of people. And so, bless you as you even seek maybe where you would go. And so outside here, through these fire doors, you're going to find the hospitality team. You're going to find the breakfast team. There's no free fry-up for those who go to the breakfast team. You're going to find Apex. You're going to find Reach, as in our outreach ministry. You're going to find Chapel. Then on the balcony, you're going to find our prayer team, kids ministry, Refuel. Refuel is the team that fuels us all in the morning when we come in early for services. Worship team on the balcony, media and production. Just to say for those interested in worship, that, praise the Lord, there will be auditions. And again, it's not a golden ticket into the worship ministry. And then for those interested in Connect, which is our welcome team as you come into church, at the info stand in the foyer. And then where you get your coffees is where you'll find out information about being part of the coffee team, the cafe, and all of those great people. So can we just stand? Father, I just thank you for this day. And Lord, even in my presentation of this message today, if in any way that I've been flippant, Lord God, or Lord Jesus, if in any way, Lord God, I've offended anybody, I pray, Lord God, that I've offended someone into service. And I pray, Lord God, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to offend the parts of me, Lord God, that are idle, that are lazy, that are consumer-driven, the parts of me, Lord God, that are not of you. Lord, I pray that you would continue by your good spirit, just to attack those places and parts of me, Lord God, that are just me-centered. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that what goes on now won't be from a place of condemnation, and it certainly won't be from a place of guilt. But I pray, Lord Jesus, that everyone in this place would see the benefits and the rewards of serving a king and especially the King of Kings. I pray that there would be joy in this place, Lord God, and even as we go table to table or find out more about various aspects of church life, Lord God, that it would even bring an awareness in people about what this church is all about and what we do. So, Father, would you bless all of our ministry teams that would be serving now? I pray you bless this time of sign-up. I pray, Lord God, it would be done with joy and a great heart and a great sense of life in the Spirit. And we just bless this sign-up Sunday in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope that you've been blessed by this message. If you would like to connect further with St. Mark's City, go to stmarks.ie. Have an incredible day. God bless you. We hope that you've been blessed by this message. If you would like to connect further with St. Mark's City, go to stmarks.ie. Have an incredible day. God bless you.